Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Ray Eames on July 28th at 901 Washington Boulevard in Venice, California. The interviewer is Ruth Bowman. Ray, I've come here on a Monday afternoon, and interrupted your day to talk with you a little bit about the past, which I guess is partly on your mind now anyway, because all the things you're doing are bringing the past up to the present.
Yes.
Yes.
More or less.
I was interested in reading through the material I've collected over the years about you and Charles to see that there was a long history from 1907 to 1940 of Charles, and then you appear in the biographical material in 1940. Is that when you met him?
Yes, 1940, at Cranbrook.
You were at Cranbrook.
I was at Cranbrook for a very short time. I only realized it the other day when I went back, and everyone was expecting to hear a great deal about Cranbrook, and I counted the days. It was not very many, but I'd gone there in 1940 on my way to California because a dear friend had been there and thought it was a good idea. As I was talking, I was coming out here to build a house. My mother had died, and I had been in New York for many years. Thought it was time that I came back to California.
Well, you were a native Californian?
Yes, native Californian.
Los Angeles?
No, Northern California.
Where were you born?
In Sacramento.
Oh, really? In the flats? Did you live in a big house when you were a kid?
No, I lived in an apartment, and then in what was called a bungalow. It was a little California building, and then later in a house out in the outside of town, I suppose it would be. And my father died, and it was suggested by another old friend who had been to a school in the East, it would be a good place to study, because it had been a wonderful experience for her. So I went to this funny school in New York. And then, which was marvelous.
What kind of school was it?
It was it had been a school that went to the up to college, and then later became a junior college. So I only went that far, the junior college.
Through the junior college,
yes.
And this was in upstate New York?
Yes, outside of Poughkeepsie.
Uh-huh. Is it still there?
No, yeah. Disappeared, unfortunately.
And then when you finished in the junior college, you came to the New York City, or you went back to Sacramento?
No, I haven't been back, actually, except to visit. Then I went to New York City because I had friends at school had heard of a wonderful painting teacher, and they had gone. They were ahead of me, and they had gone to study that winter before I was out, and I went then to the summer school, and then went back to New York and stayed there for several years.
The summer school was in Provincetown?
No, it was in Gloucester first.
In Gloucester?
It was Hans Hoffmann was the teacher.
He was a marvelous man.
Marvelous. Yeah.
Yeah,
so that was a great part of my life, great experience.
And you worked
met a great deal.